Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Fay Live, the most powerful radio broadcast on Sunday night. If you have burning questions your Sunday school teacher would not or could not answer, this is the broadcast for you. We take on the taboo, the unmentionable, right here on Dr. Fay Live. And now, for tonight's broadcast, our host, Dr. Fay.
And please do not be out there by yourself. And, you know, the devil wants you to think that. Pray. I'm Dr. Fay, your host and facilitator for this church in the morning, worship time, praising God, praying in a corporate anointing, exposing and expelling the devil. Yeah, we wake up warriors. We go to bed warriors. We don't give up, cave in, and quit because yesterday didn't go the way we thought it should go. We are still in the race, and it's not given. The race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But he who keeps on moving, don't give up, cave in, and quit. So we're grateful this morning to be back in the house, amen, this virtual house that we get to embrace each other in the presence of God. For in the presence of God there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't even try to interpret what some people are doing. If you're not here to be born again, then I would tell you what, we're going to pray for you that you get born again anyhow. Look at that. Okay, you know what we get to do? We get to block you. Yeah, that's what we get to do. Isn't technology wonderful? Yeah. So we only want people who are in here who are hungry for God, who really want the Word of God. And I've got to tell you, you've got to be ready for any and everything. So God didn't bring somebody in here who didn't understand this faith, you know? Yeah. We've got all kinds of people in here, but that's why we're here. We want to save as many as we can. Can't save everybody, but we're going to get in here and do what we can do. And you do what you can do. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. From the West Coast to the East Coast and some from around the world, we embrace this. And if you would like to call in this morning and let your voices be heard, I'm hearing you because you're putting it in the box. Let your voices be heard. Certainly, you can do that. And we do have a call-in number right now. And I keep saying that because I don't know how long we are going to do this. But you can call in at 6. No, go to, if you're an international, go to wakeupandpray.com, and all of the numbers are there under international numbers. But you can also call in at 1-641-715-3580, access code 891-384-POUND. And some of our team members, there you go. Boom, there she is. I've already dropped it in the box for you this morning. So I know you came here because of the presence of God that's upon this house, and you want God to move in your life again today, energize you, mobilize you, enrich you, empower you, transform you, enlighten you, to get you to where you need to be on this path called life. It's a great adventure, you guys. It's a great adventure. We've not been using life the way God wanted us to use it, to have fun, and to be able to explore and to experience heaven on earth. That's what Jesus said. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in the earth called faith, as it is in heaven. In the earth called Lady Warrior, in the earth called Vinay, in that earth, as it is in heaven. Why? Because he's on the inside. And I'll keep telling you, and I'll keep telling you, and you'll start meditating on these things, and you'll start feeling the vibrations, the energy of Father being in the house. The Father who never left his children, the Father who's never forsaken us and will never forsake us and will never leave, will never abandon us, will never have to look for him, we'll never have to send for the 911 because he was there before the problem ever occurred. That's our Father who's in the house. So we want to pray And then I have a short exhortation, inspirational message for you this morning to get you mobilized and ready for your day. Because we know there are things in the back, in the boots, in the corner, in the dark, right? Waiting to ambush and sabotage, miscarry and abort your vision, your destiny. But I want you to know we have a Savior who's already gone ahead and made provisions for everything that would even think is going to slay us, attack us, move us, distract us. We wake up focused. Amen. We're ready. Let's go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to just be here together, Lord God, as a corporate body, that you have created this space, this virtual space, for us to band together, to bond together, to pray together, to be warriors together. Father, we thank you right now for the abundance of your peace, the abundance of your mercy, the abundance of your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our Abba Father. You are Jehovah Shonuf. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who does provide yourself a ram in the bush. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. Father, you always have met the needs of your people, and you always will. I ask that you would encourage the hearts of every listener today, Father God, every participant, Lord God, to not be a spectator, to be a participator in this process of life. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us knowledge and wisdom through your word and revelation and understanding of your divine principles and engaging us in divine strategies that we will no longer be where we were, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you're using every waking moment of our day filled with your goodness and filled with your glory. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, enlightening those eyes. Let us see what is the hope of our calling as it is in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we recognize, know, and understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I praise you today because we are truly more than conquerors through him who loves us. I thank you for loving us with an uncompromising, never-ending, unfailing love, and that you have given us that grace that is sufficient in all things. Your grace, your unmerited, undeserved, and unearned favor. Woo! Thank you, Father, for that kind of favor that makes me go wow. I thank you, Father God, that kind of favor that leaves me standing and says, sure enough, God did this. We thank you, Father God, that we get to embrace your presence today, for in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We thank you, Father, for the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us and will also quicken these mortal bodies. For those who are feeling sluggish or tired, or those who are feeling disempowered, or those who are feeling any aches or pains or compromises in their immune system, I thank you for the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. That quickening power, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in us. And I thank you, Lord, you're able to resurrect every cell in our body, every sluggish white blood cell. Father, we call it to life in the name of Jesus. We call it to be in balance. We call it to them to be alive and healthy. And, Lord, I thank you that every cell in our body is full of life. And, Father, we give you praise for that. We thank you that our blood has not lost its power because of the blood of Jesus that floods through like a blood transfusion and takes out all bacteria, anything that came in through food, through air, through water, because you said we could drink any deadly thing and it won't hurt us. We praise you today, Father God, that our water is sanctified, our food is sanctified, our air is sanctified. You are our environmental control specialist. I thank you, Father God, that you have put your people in a bubble, because he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And Lord God, I thank you right now that we're not afraid of anything that comes by noonday, nighttime, midnight, Lord God, because we know that you got us covered. And we thank you, Father, that we can enter your presence, Father God, in a new and living way. We thank you that we can enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we're thankful and we can bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hey, Papa. Lord, I thank you that you are the Almighty God, and there is nothing too difficult for you. We praise you, Father God, because your strength sustains us. Your strength keeps us, and we're not operating in flesh and blood. We're not operating in our own strength. We're not operating in our own carnality. We are operating, Father God, from a higher place. We are ambassadors sent of God to this earth. And, Father, we're operating off of orders and directives from a higher place. And we embrace those orders. We embrace those instructions that we call commandments. We embrace those instructions that you speak to our heart and speak to our mind. Because you said, Father God, that you'll speak to everybody. You said, no longer shall they ask every man and every man his neighbor, saying, know ye the Lord? For they all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Father, there's no hierarchy, because you have put us all in the same place, that if we call upon the name of the Lord, that you would hear us and you would answer and you would show us great and mighty things which we didn't even know about. We thank you, Father God. We embrace the opportunity to see our table being set before us in the presence of our enemies. We praise you, Father God, because not only did you make us heirs, you made us joint heirs with Jesus Christ, meaning the same access that Jesus has, we have. The same power that was in Jesus is now resident within us. Father, I thank you that we're growing up to that. We're coming into the knowledge of what you meant for us to have all along. We've been struggling at the foot of the mountain for too long. Lord, I thank you that you've called us to the place where we can see you transfigure before us. We can see your presence. We can experience your glory. Father, if we will be awed by your presence. Whew. And Father, we don't, we're not comfortable in tradition anymore. Another church service, another prayer meeting, it just doesn't do it anymore. Lord, we embrace the opportunity to experience you and your glory and your anointing. We would see Jesus in this house today. We would see Jesus. So when the prince of this world comes, he can find nothing in us. There's nothing in us that he can feel comfortable with. Woo! That the devil will not feel safe around us anymore. He will not feel comfortable coming to our address and to our families and down our blocks and our communities. He will not feel safe in this house. We give you praise. And we give you honor that we get to wake up and pray. What a privilege. Woo! Because you still needed our voices in the earth. And you've given us another opportunity. Woo! To be bold, to be strong, to be courageous. To speak your word into someone else's life, and Father God, to grow up in you. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I ask today that you would continue to pray through me your will for your people. Speak through me your words for your people. Think through my mind. Even if I'm tempted to go in a different direction, Holy Spirit, pull me back on course. I yield to your directives and your direction. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Welcome to church this morning, everybody. Welcome to the house. I've got a word I want to share, just a couple minutes here, I believe. A word that God spoke to me this morning. He said, I want you to tell them this morning to stop arguing with me. I said, oh, who's arguing with you? He said, to stop the arguing. Stop the arguments. God has spoken a word to us and to many of us and to some of you individually, time and time and time again. He's spoken a word to you about your life. And many times in ignorance, we resist that word. We don't feel that we're worthy. We don't feel that we qualify. We don't feel that we know enough. That's a big one. We don't feel that we know enough to go and do what we're hearing in our hearts that God is telling us to do. So we don't think that it's God, or we dismiss it because it's bigger than who we think we are. So God tells you, I want you to author a book concerning the abuse or concerning whatever it is that you went through, and you think, oh, that's too big. And so you resign to the fact that you are not capable of performing that which is in your heart, because you're sizing the situation up with what the world's standards are, because you think everybody who's ever written a book before is smart or smarter than you. You think everybody who's ever written a book is highly intelligent and God has more than you, and don't have your background, so therefore they qualified to write the book. But God said, no, they didn't. What qualifies you, listen to me closely, or you'll miss this, what qualifies you is a directive from God. You see, the Father doesn't take us any place that he did not always already pre-qualify for. You ever been pre-qualified for something? God pre-qualified us for our destiny, for our purpose. We weren't there when we were pre-qualified in the natural, but we were there in the spirit, because Galatians 2 and 20 reads like this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. So when he was on the cross, he had me on the inside. Yeah, we died with him. And because we died with him, was buried with him, we are now resurrected and are reigning with him. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We were pre-qualified for destiny over 2,000 years ago. But because we have been socialized in many of our cultures, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in Trinidad, my friends, whether you're in Italy or Spain or Germany, UK, wherever you're from, culture has told you that you have to meet certain standards before you can get a job. What is your resume? What is your curriculum vitae? What do you bring to the table? You hear? You hear that? What are you bringing to the table? What makes you qualified to be here at this place, in this office, at this table, to write this book, to sing that song, to lead that ministry, to build that company? What makes you qualified? Let me see your curricula vitae. Let me see your resume. What's your bio like? Who are your network? Who are you connected with? All of these trappings of culture of the world. But I'm here to tell you that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And if it's not easy and it's not light, it's not God. All of these trappings to disqualify people. But that's not our standard. We're in the world, but we're not of it. Yes, yes, and yes. We're in it, but we're not of it. The world is like a movie for us. Wow, look at all the players. The world is the stage, and we're just watching the players. We're in it, but we're not of it. We're separated from it because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So that system is the system of the world. So what happens is when God speaks to us and gives us a directive to tell us what our destiny and what our purpose is, an argument arises. Oh, no, not me. Who, me? You want me to go there? You want me to do that? Yeah, that's what Moses did when he looked aside and saw the burning bush, and he was called up and caught up. And when he got there, he heard the voice say, "Take off your shoes, for the place that you're standing on is holy ground. Where I'm about to take you, you've not gone before." So it requires a different mindset. It requires a shift from the old order. It requires a change from where you've been and what you've been academically conditioned to believe. It requires a shift in your culture belief. It's going to require a church change. It's going to require something different. So you got to take off those old shoes, Moses, because they can't take you where I'm leading you. Moses stood there long enough to begin to argue. And he said, "Who, me? I can't speak. I stutter. You know, I stuttering in the spirit." Tell you what the Holy Spirit told me. Stuttering is the spirit, and the spirit is mistaken identity. You don't know where you are. Yeah, you don't know which way to go. So it causes stuttering. Yeah. So Moses, I can't speak. God said, "Stop arguing with me. Okay, I'm going to give you a prophet. I'm going to give you somebody that'll be your mouthpiece. Since you want to argue, I'll fix that problem in your head. I don't have a problem with it. I can use a stutterer. But you want to argue with me. You want to lay that in front of me. So let's just get over with that, because I got a few million people waiting to be delivered. So I'm going to give you a mouthpiece." But even in his argument, as God helped him to move past it, he was able to bring those people out. And I know people want to preach on Moses striking the rock instead of doing his, "Oh, you know what, forget about all that. At 120 years old, still looking good," because the Bible says his natural force was not abated, neither were his eyes dim. So Moses was still hot, y'all. He was still looking, right? Mm-hmm. But look at what he did do and let those people out, because he got past arguing with God. Sure enough. Yeah, Joshua opens up with this. Moses is dead. And God tells Joshua, "Moses is dead. Mourning is over, boy. You got to get up. There's people waiting to get to the promise. And you want to sit here in your mourning clothes. You want to sit here grieving. And I'm not bringing Moses back, so it's over. Moses' age is over. His era is over. These are the days of Joshua. Moses led them out, but I need somebody that's not going to argue with me to lead them in. Are you going to be the Joshua to lead them in? No arguments here. So here's what I'm telling you, Joshua. You have to be strong and very courageous." Two or three times he told him that in the first chapter. "Be strong and very courageous. You're going to have some chutzpah, some get up and go. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You're going to have to wake yourself up in the morning without an alarm. You're going to have to get out of bed and get it rolling. You're going to have to let your body know that you're alive. You're going to have to speak to your atmosphere, speak to your circumstances and your situation. situations by the Spirit of God and cause a shift in the atmosphere, because there are some people waiting on someone to lead them in. Mm-hmm. You're Joshua, thinking, I'm not qualified. Moses was my mentor. How am I going to take these next steps, this next level, and do what Moses was going to do? All that he did, nation after nation after nation after nation after nation, except that one time, nation after nation after nation, they were taking the cities and taking the form where God told them to. When you argue with God, you don't see the other side of your own story. You stop 3 feet short of gold. Have you heard that story? I'm going to tell you. There was a miner in the 1800s. He was mining for gold, digging for gold. He was buying all the tools to dig for gold, and he kept digging for gold, digging for gold. Years and years and years had passed by. But he was still digging for gold, because inside of him, he felt that there was gold in them hills. He felt that there was gold in those hills. And he kept digging for gold. So one day, he said, you know, that's it. There's no gold in these hills. All of these years, all of this time, I'm talking to somebody because you're feeling this way. The years have passed. You know, I don't have no family anymore. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm tired. I'm tired of the struggles. I'm tired of the battles. I'm just giving up. I'm giving up. So he took all of his tools that he had, and he took them into the local general store or locksmith guy, and he sold everything he had and said, you know what? I'm just selling out. I'm going to sell out, and I'm going back home. There's no gold. I've been digging all of these years, and I have not hit gold. So the gentleman he sold the tools to decided he'd go give it a try. And he went out, and he started digging where that old miner had left off. And within 3 feet, he struck gold. Stopping 3 feet short of gold. Because he was tired, because he listened to the voices in his head instead of feeling the passion still in his heart. That old miner died with the dream still inside, but the guy he sold the tools to reaped where he had not sown. But a little, very little. 3 feet short of gold. How many of us are stopping 3 feet short of hitting the gold? 3 feet short of turning our lives around. 3 feet short of it, because we get too tired, too sleepy, too hungry, too angry at someone. Walking in unforgiveness, so we cannot fulfill the destiny. We think it's too much. It's too much. It's too big for us. I agree. It's too big for Faye. But she's not the one doing it. It's not too big for God. He's the one. He's our source. He is the Almighty God. And there is nothing too difficult for him. Greater, get that now. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is resident within us than he that is in the world. Don't give up, cave in, and quit because you feel tired in your body or you feel like you've gone as far as you can go. Perhaps you have. And when you've gone as far as you can go, that's when you just release, relax, let go, and said, okay, I've been doing this in my own strength. I've been working in my own flesh. Holy Spirit, take over, and you do it. Father, take over. Take over my life. Take over my body. take over my opinions, take over my thinking, just do a takeover. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get tired of being you, doing you, that you think you are, and you ask God to do a takeover in your life, you ask him to do a takeover, ladies and gentlemen, when he does a takeover for you, the you that you come to know about you is the you that you will love. And you'll no longer feel the drudgery of life. You no longer feel like you're overwhelmed. You no longer feel like you can't handle it or you can't do it. You no longer use phrases like, I can't take it anymore. It's too much for me. You no longer do that. You no longer cry those bitter tears. You no longer cry those painful tears in the midnight hour, your pillow wet with tears, because you feel overwhelmed and you feel distraught. You feel hopeless and helpless. You'll stop arguing with God. And your answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Your answer will be, I surrender all that I am into your capable hands, because you can trust the one who made you. Yeah. You can trust the one who made you. You can trust your creator. You can trust the one who lives on the inside of you. You can trust him. And you may not believe in all of this that we teach, but that's okay. You'll find out it's true one day. And then you'll go, oops. Yeah. You can trust Father because he's in the house. And he's waiting for you to be his child, to come and sit in your father's lap, to say, Father, you know, I can't do life by myself. You know what I've done. It's all messed up. I messed it up so bad. I need a Jesus cleanup here. Clean up on aisle say. I need God to come in and clean up the mess, because I cannot fix my life. I am not in the business of fixing me. And I certainly cannot fix anyone else. Far too often we spend our time recklessly trying to correct other people's faults, trying to tell them what they're doing wrong, right? Yeah. It's everybody else, it's not me. There's a woman that I had the opportunity to meet. And because of her own, she has no relationship with the Lord. And she can't get along with anybody. And people wonder why. It's because without Christ as your Lord and Savior, all of these other things have a place in your life. Everything else is leading and guiding you, and it's not Jesus. So they use words like, the chemistry is not there. What are you talking about? What? Chemistry. The chemistry is not there. We don't have chemistry. What are you talking about? You mean you got the devil and I got Jesus? Oh, okay. And that I understand. Let's use the real talk. You know, chemistry? No, it's not about chemistry, dear. It's about the Savior of the world, those who have been born again. Those who have been born again know others who have been born again, and they have fellowship one with another. You have what it takes to do what God has called you to do. Ephesians 1 says, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've been predestined to fulfill the call of God. You can do what God has spoken to your heart. It may be bigger than your mind, but it's not bigger than your God. It may be bigger than your purse, your bank account, but it's not bigger than your God. I want you to turn your attention to the one who's resident within you. All eyes on Jesus, because he's able to keep that which we commit unto him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, all of your heart. You mean there's no part of me that should not be trusting him? with all of your heart, and lean not unto your own finite understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Acknowledging him, I acknowledge that he's inside of me. He's in here. What are you looking up for? Here he is. Here he is. He's so close. The reason you can't experience him and feel him, you're looking out there someplace. You're looking up there. Looking up. He's been here all along. We have his treasure in an earthen vessel. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Yeah. And he's made us more than conquerors through him who loves us. Amen. So are you going to stop arguing with him and say yes, 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 yes to the book, yes to the, just to the business, yes to the ministry, yes, yes, and yes, yes, Lord. Some of us need to say yes just because we don't know what to say yes to. Just say yes, Lord. Dr. Faye, I don't hear him telling me to do anything. I don't really know what to do. Just say yes, Lord, yes. Yes to your will. Woo! Yes to your way. Yes to your word. Yes all day. Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do today? You see, we have to get our marching orders day by day by day. Stop trying to live 10 years from now. I wonder how long my marriage going to last. You need to live in your marriage today. Sow the seed today for tomorrow. Take care of what's in front of you right now. Because, dear heart, that's really what we have is this moment by moment by moment, step by step by step. Let him order our steps today. And he'll tell you. And I've been sharing this with people, and some people have gotten a hold of it and say, oh, Dr. Faye, that does work. There are three major things that we need to do every day. And religious people will say, I know, pray, read your Bible, and give. I know, those are spiritual works. We shouldn't even be talking about that right now. But I know some of us need encouragement in those areas. But I'm talking about your daily task, your daily assignment. There are three things that you need to do every day. And however you write those things down, do it. And it'll keep your mind stayed focused. And we've been talking about that in our Wednesday night Bible class, which I think we wrapped up last night. These are blank cards. I just keep them. If you have to take a card and write them on, if you have to use three separate cards, one at work, one at home, one in your car, write three things down, three major things that you will hear the Spirit of God tell you to do every day. I sometimes go to bed at night, and I write them down like I did last night. I wrote down the major things that had to be done today. And all of the major things I need done, I've already put the wheels in motion. Sure enough, for those to get done today. And I didn't include this. This is who I am, you know. It's not a task, right? And as you go through your day, you will find out everything else that needs to be done that day will filter in. There'll be work; those things will work around all of those other things. So I got to go to post office. I'm not talking about those kind of things. Three things, and those three things that the Father will have you to do every day will lead you towards your destiny. Will lead you toward fulfilling the call of God upon your life. And they may not seem like they fit in, but they will. You'll see how they fit in. If you're called to be an author, he will have you to write a page, maybe three pages a day. Whatever it is he tells you to do, then do it. Stop trying to be the queen and king of multitasking. You're multi-massing. Massing. Be focused on what God is calling you to do and stop the argument. When you begin to write it down, write the vision down, and make it plain, you begin to write it down, you will run when you read it. what she has on that card. Oh, what concentration is. Intensify, bring to center or a single place, concentration. And that's what he wants us to do. Stop arguing. What is God telling you to do? Stop looking at my life, somebody else's life. Please don't look at mine. Look at somebody else. Stop trying to be a Paula White, a Bishop James. Stop trying to be an Oprah. Stop trying to be Les Brown. Just find out your own brand, your own identity in Christ, and allow him to direct you. And no arguments. No arguments. Yes, you can get on that platform and speak. Yes, you can. Yes, you can take a mic and sing publicly, and not just in the shower. Yeah? Yeah, stop comparing yourself with them. And the Bible teaches us that. Paul wrote to the church of Corinth. He that compares himself with another is a fool. Yeah. Find out who you are in God and live from that place every day of your life, because that's your happy place. That's your peaceful place. Who is this? Oh, okay. Thank you. Live from your happy place. Live from that place of glory. Live from that place. Hey, yeah, be your own brand. Be the one that God has called you to be, and allow the anointing of God to take complete and absolute control of your everyday waking, walking, talking life. And you'll find that life will begin to change, and you'll feel happy and joyful and peaceful. Doesn't mean things won't come. They'll come, but they'll have no resting place in your life. Amen. Take a deep breath, because you're ready to say yes. Yes to God. Yes to all he's called you to do. Yes to the blessings that await your arrival. Yes to the prophecies that have been declared over your life to give you a full and rich and empowered life, all of your life. Yes, yes, and yes. I want to pray, and then I'm going to take prayer requests both in and out of the conference room. Yeah, understand that you are beautifully and wonderfully made by him. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for the time that we have here to share the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for just increasing your people more and more. Father, that when they look in the mirror, they'll see you looking back. And they will say, oh, truly the presence of the Lord is in this place. I thank you, Father God, that your light is brighter than all the darkness around us. And I thank you, Father, that we get to ignite a world to give them hope, to let them know that God is alive and well inside of this earth and inside of each and every one of your people. Lord, we thank you for manifesting your healing power, your goodness, your glory in the area of finances, relationships, and money. Whatever it is your people feel that they have a need, Lord, we thank you for abundantly supplying in Jesus' name. I believe that, or I wouldn't say so. Amen, amen, amen. So for those of you who have a prayer request, whether in the room, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Somebody wanted to know if this was our first day on Periscope. No, we've been here a few weeks, right? I believe. Yeah, a few weeks. We've been here 3 weeks. Any prayer requests? The Q&A is open also in our conference room for those of you who want to participate audibly. You can do so by *6. And before I forget, because I do, because it's not written in front of me, there is a book available for this month. You can go to churchgirl.com Marketing. And you can pick up your book called I Am the Lord Who Heals. Go there and get your book. Yeah, thank you. Aren't you precious? I appreciate that. Stacy, thank you. I like it when people give their names behind your online thing. Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving it back to me. You guys give it back to me. I appreciate it so much. But go there, get your book. What did I say it was? Church Girl Marketing. Sorry, it was just put up this week. ChurchGirlMarketing.com. And it's just for a donation of any amount. Get it and read that book. Have it as a healing manual for yourself. And I know there's a lot of material online, and but, you know, when someone puts their heart into it for you, then, you know, take advantage of it. Go ahead and let it be a blessing to you, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on.
Yes, thank you. This is Kathy, and as you were talking about going and doing what, you know, just asking God, you know, here I am. God brought back to my remembrance the first time I ever spoke in front of an audience, because as I was going, I could not get in front of a classroom and speak to anybody. When it comes time to recite something, I would know it before I got in class, but the minute I would look out at those people, my mind would go blank and I just could not speak. And I was saved probably for a couple of years, and I've been listening to the voice of God, but nobody had ever asked me to get up and speak in front of anybody. I did sing in the choir, not by myself, but in the choir. And I went with an evangelist to a prison here in North Carolina to sing with a group. And we sang, and I sat down. And then the evangelist who usually spoke, he got him. He said, I'm going to change something up today. He said, we're going to have a special guest speaking. You know, I was looking, thinking, who did he bring, you know?
Sure.
And then he said, I want you to make welcome Kathy. And I sat there with my mouth wide open, and I told God, I said, oh, God, you better have something to say, because I don't have anything. And if I get up there and you don't speak, then we're both going to look stupid. But I got up. I walked to the front of that room, and I opened my mouth, and God had something to say. So I'm just encouraging some of you that think that you don't have anything to say, or maybe you're too scared or whatever, if you'll take that step of faith, God will put the words there. The Holy Spirit will take over if you will allow Him to. I spoke for 45 minutes, and to this day, all these years later, I have no idea. What I do know is several people got saved and several people got healed and delivered in that prison that night.
Sure.
I have no clue what happened other than that I yielded. So I'm just encouraging, yield, because He will never lead you astray. He won't lead you wrong. And it'll be exactly what was needed for the situation. And that's just my word of encouragement for people today. Step out on those waters. God will not let you sink.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Kathy, for that exhortation to hear, be obedient, to not argue with God, to listen, and just allow Him to do what He wants to do in our lives. Stacy asked me to do something, and I'm going to do that. And because I just kind of get in here and start talking, and there's no place and scope to actually put my own. Well, I guess I can at the beginning, but you have it's Twitter. Lord have mercy, it's Twitter. It's Twitter. So it has limited space for you to. You can only say so much. But I am, of course, an ordained minister. I'm a radio and television talk show host. I'm an underdog advocate for children in the public school system, as well as seniors, and also am an author, and we have a new book rolling out here. It's being released over the next couple of weeks, so I'm just saying December. It's called Our Father's DNA. So I've do a lot of speaking engagements, motivational, inspirational speaker. I can speak to business groups. God has given me a diverse platform from the Baptist to Church of God in Christ, Pentecostals, or wherever. God has given me a diverse platform, and I appreciate that. Regardless of the culture, regardless of whatever, I've sat through country music, I've sat through old school gospel, and it's all okay, as long as they give me the mic, it's Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, used to work in public schools. Amen. Yeah. Well, you know what? I thank God for our teachers, and we pray for our public school system. We pray for our teachers all of the time. And if you want to know more information, you can always go to one of our sites. We have theglobalchurchlive.com. And another site, it's more of a business site, but you can still go there. It's business/ministry tools that are there, but it's drfaye.com. You can also go there, and it has a bio. Look us up on LinkedIn. Look us up on Facebook. We're out here. We've been out online, over a decade. We've been out here. So we thank God for those of you that are here, and, you know, I try to answer the questions when I see them pop up. But if you have questions related to the message this morning, if you want to know more about us, I mean, the information is, it really is online. And so, so we're out there. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. Follow us at Dr. Faye TV, I believe, on Twitter, and or drfaye.wilson. on LinkedIn and Facebook, Dr. Faye Live on Facebook. Just put DRFAYE. I was doing that, covered the first page of Google, three pages of Google when we started just doing DRFAYE. But of course, now, you know, competition, I think. But God bless you all. Any other prayer requests or comments or questions concerning the Word of God? I mean, we don't mind. Yeah, PhD and DD is Doctor of Divinity in Holistic Theology. You can also find that online. Okay, all of that's good. God bless each of you for being here today. I want to do a benediction, and of course, you can always donate. Feel free to do so. You can do that at wakeupandpray.com. Click on Give. We'll just leave it right there because I want to make sure you get those. And there's also some videos being loaded there, messages that are being loaded there, and Periscope has a different it's a different extension, and so it has to go through several hoops. Thank you. It has to go through several hoops before we can actually reload it, but we'll get there. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. I want to say, I'm not paying attention here. Sorry, you guys that are in the conference room. See, we cannot multitask. Good morning,
Rilla. I just want to say, what a blessing. I've been listening, but I can't chime in because I'm at work.
Sure.
But I just want to say I love you, and God bless, and have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you for chiming in. She's at work, but she wanted to check in to add a voice to the room. Isn't that beautiful? She has a voice, and she's letting it be known. Amen. Giving God the praise for being here. So thank God for all of you. I want you to go and have an amazing, amazing day. I'm sitting in watch with a very close girl cousin who is making her transition to be with the Lord. For those of you who don't know what that means, she's passing away. And I've been spending a lot of time with her and at her bedside to make sure she has the peace of God that passes understanding. And because that's so important. It's so important. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know it takes a little work, you know, and to pull it together to do what we need to do for God. So thank you so much for the compliment. You're a blessing. Thank you for adding such value to the house today. Thank you. Hugs back to you. Love you. Thank all of you. God bless you. Thank you for showing me so much love. Thank you for being respectful. Thank you, Lord God. And I thank Periscope for giving me the ability to block people from distracting our vision and our message. Thank you so much. Just share it with people because we just want to love on people. I've got so much love to give. God just floods it through me. And I'm going to tell you this before you guys go. The first thing the Lord spoke to my heart to do, he said, I ordain thee teacher, take my love to the nations. I had no idea what that would mean, and I'll tell you more about that at another time. But I always just wanted to love on people, just wanted to love on them. Even people that were mean and nasty to me, I just still loved them. I just couldn't help it. And I wanted to be mad at them and, you know, like, but I couldn't do it. So the love is here, and it's authentic. You know, I don't have to, you know, do any. Thank you. I will. Thank you for that encouragement. Thank you. We've been doing Facebook Live, and we've been doing streaming. I guess we started in the spring doing that, and we do Bible class on Wednesday nights at 9 East Coast time and 11 o'clock Sunday morning. We're here doing streaming church right inside of the social media platform, and God has really breathed on that, and we thank him for it. So join us when you can. Don't forget our radio broadcast. K-Day Live is running us. They've connected with us, and they're running us on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. and Friday nights at 10 p.m. We're on Blog Talk. We've been there since 2006, I believe. So we've been out there for a while, reached tens of thousands of people around the world. And now we've been asked to come and be a part of a syndicated platform that's launching on Black Friday.
You're going around the other side.
And I will be one of 20 women rolling 100 shows.
This broadcast has been sponsored by friends and partners of the Global Church and Dr. Faye. We invite you to become a partner right now at www.drfaye.com or call us at 215-621-9704. That number again, 215-621-9704, to make your tax-deductible donation. Join us next week for more of Dr. Faye Live.